Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Well, you've probably heard the commercials, as I have, about Latisse, the eyelash grower that's been on the market since the FDA approved it in December of about 2008. My guest is Dr. Ariel Ostad. He is a certified dermatologist and cosmetic surgeon, dermatologic surgeon. There I go again. So tell us about Latisse, Dr. Ostad. Does it work? Will it make my eyelashes longer and my eyebrows? And what about use on my head?
So Latisse is a phenomenally effective agent in actually increasing the length of your lashes as well as thickening them. It was discovered as a result of a medication that's used commonly to lower pressure in the eye. And for patients with glaucoma who are using this liquid and applying drops of it into their eye, they were noticing that they were actually, their lashes were getting longer and thicker. So now it's an FDA-approved agent, and it works phenomenally well. The effects are reversible once you stop using it. It is absolutely safe. It basically has to be applied nightly to your upper eyelids, and as you blink, some of that liquid kind of just automatically gets transferred to your lower eyelids. But you can see results in as early as, I would say, 3 to 4 weeks. The studies that have been done on it basically are patients who have used it over 16 weeks, and you can get a tremendous improvement.
Wow. Okay, so should we be, I mean, putting anything on our eyes is scary to me, you know, the thought of it. And as you say, you put it on your eyelids, and as you blink through the night or whatever, too, what about it being safe for your eyes? I know it was originally intended for glaucoma, but, you know, can there be any certain side effects to that?
So in individuals who have glaucoma, you have to be careful and speak to your ophthalmologist who's recommending the medications for your glaucoma. But for patients who have no complaints of eye pain, it is absolutely safe. The dose is so low that it doesn't really interfere so much with lowering blood pressure in your eye. It is not the same exact medication. It's at a much dilute concentration. So the answer to your question, no, I wouldn't worry. But yet, if you're an older individual who has glaucoma and is already using medication, you have to get the approval by your ophthalmologist.
So you have to continue to use it for it to work. So once you use it and your eyelashes or your eyebrows have grown to where you like kind of how they are, then can you stop using it? Is the hair going to then fall out?
So what I tell my patients to do at that point is, once, let's say, you've used it nightly for about 4 months, I just tell patients to start using it 2 to 3 times a week, because you don't want to lose everything that you've gained. Because if you do stop it, gradually things go back to the way they were. The eyelashes basically shorten, the eyelashes thin over time. But you don't want to lose that effectiveness. And so you just use it 2 to 3 times a week to maintain that effectiveness.
So if it works on the hair in your eyebrows and in your lashes, you know, we're forever putting on mascara, which is the worst of the makeup regimens, as far as I'm concerned. What about on your head? I mean, have there been studies about using it, you know, like Rogaine or something?
Yeah, so it's very exciting. It's very exciting to start using it for other reasons. By the way, indication for use of Latisse is only on eyelashes. It has no approval for use on the eyebrows as well as the scalp. But you raise a very, very good point. Well, there are lots of patients seeking improvement in hair growth on their eyebrows as well as their scalp primarily. And right now we have Rogaine as the only agent that doesn't require a prescription, that's available over the counter. These are not really out yet. I know there's definitely a lot of research being done to see if Latisse can actually grow hair on the scalp. And people have tried different concentrations, a higher concentration. I have told my patients who do suffer from baldness that they can try it, but I haven't necessarily seen great results yet. And hopefully, with the right concentration of Latisse, one can see results.
Now, how do you know the right concentration? I mean, this is not an over-the-counter, right? So we have to see our dermatologist for it.
Exactly. You have to see a dermatologist to get the prescription to use it. But we don't really, so we know the concentration that's in Latisse right now, but that concentration hasn't so far panned out in terms of growing hair. So there are studies being done to see if maybe a higher formula, a higher concentration can cause hair growth.
Well, I mean, I think that that's exciting, certainly to women and even possibly men. Now, can men use this if they feel, I know it's not indicated necessarily for brows yet, but some men, you know, would like maybe more eyebrows. Can this be used by men as well?
Absolutely, yeah. For men who want to have a thicker eyelash, one can definitely use that. There's one issue is that the most common potential side effect with Latisse is irritation. So it can certainly cause a red eye. So it can irritate the red eye. It can sometimes irritate your eyelid. The actual percentage of that occurring is extremely low. And then there's more and obviously the effects are reversible once you stop the Latisse. But there is one potential irreversible side effect, and that is with people with hazel eyes, potentially they can actually start developing brown discoloration in their irises and the color of their eyes. So that's something to be aware of. It occurs extremely rarely, but I want your listeners to be aware of that potential side effect.
Wow, it can actually change the color of hazel eyes. Now, what about the cost of Latisse? Is this something that's cost-effective for people? I mean, I suppose if you're really somebody who is very upset about your lashes and that sort of thing, it wouldn't matter the cost, but what is generally the cost?
So because, unfortunately, insurance will not cover this, the cost varies depending on which pharmacy you visit. Certainly, if you visit a wholesale pharmacy, the cost could be lower, but it runs approximately around $120 a month to have those beautiful lashes.
Wow. So, I mean, you know, for somebody that, as I said, is pretty upset about this. Now, what about makeup? You know, how is makeup interfering or not at all with Latisse? Can you wear mascara?
So it doesn't interfere at all. You can wear your mascara in the morning. I usually recommend when patients come home at night before they go to bed, they get their makeup off, and then they just put Latisse before they go to bed.
Well, as a dermatologist, you're supposed to recommend that we take our makeup off every night anyway, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Then there are millions of us that don't do that exactly. All the time.
And most people, yeah, some people certainly sleep with their makeup on. But even if you didn't remove your makeup, you can just put Latisse right over the mascara. It's not an issue.
And that's when you put it on, is at night, so that you're not bothered by it in the day?
I don't think it makes a difference when to put it on. It really makes no difference. But certainly, most people tend to have a little bit more time. They get ready to go to bed, and it just makes more sense to do it. But it doesn't matter if you forget to put it on at night. You can do it during the day.
Wow, that's great information. So now give people in the last 30 seconds here or so, Dr. Osted, your best advice for growing those lashes, possibly eyebrows, and maybe even head hair with Latisse.
The best advice I can tell you is truly use Latisse. It's one product that the results are consistent, and therefore it has a very high satisfaction rate. Patients are incredibly amazed. I see people walk in and their lashes are so much longer. I don't want to get the listeners' hopes up too high about the fact that Latisse can cure baldness or get and grow eyebrows, but hopefully we'll have more news over time about how Latisse can help.
Well, we'll certainly have you on again to talk about that. Thank you so much, Dr. Ariel Osted. And you're listening to Radio MD. You can listen anytime on demand or on the go. Scroll around, learn something with us. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.